What's up, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Average Nerd Podcast. It's your boys, the Average Nerds. We're just a bunch of average guys talking about nerdy things. I'll be your host for the day one. And joining us, as always, we have the beautiful bad boy himself, Jorge.
I don't want to grow up.
The Death Star's finest, Jay.
That's right.
Our resident master of the dark arts, Dave.
Say my name.
Ooh, that's what she said.
Say my name. Say my name.
And the last member of the Foot Clan himself, Av.
Hello.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys. How's everyone doing?
Doing all right.
All right.
Well, today's Monday. We're recording on Monday, so that means yesterday was Sunday, which was Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you, Av.
Happy Father's Day to Av and Juan.
Yes.
But to all our father listeners, happy Father's Day to you as well. With that in mind, we are going to do our GTK of the day, our getting to know you question. And since Father's Day just passed, our GTK of the day today will be, who is your favorite pop culture dad and why? Jorge, would you like to start us off?
Sure one. Okay.
Sure one.
Okay. My favorite pop culture dad is going to be Jack Pearson from This Is Us.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
Oh, that man is goals.
Yes.
That guy is truly the goals for fatherhood. And honestly, he reminds me the most of my dad. So there's that.
Very cool.
I liked him a lot in Heroes.
That's another nerd tie-in right there. That's right. He was a really good. He was Peter.
Milo Ventimiglia.
Yes, Peter.
I can never say his last name. Milo Ventimiglia.
Did you know he also played Rocky's son?
Oh yeah, yeah. In the new Rocky movies. Balboa.
Oh yeah. In Creed.
I forgot which movies, but he played his son in a couple of them. I think.
You guys all watch This Is Us?
Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh, dude.
I watched the first season.
That is my show.
It hurts to watch, but it's so good. So good.
Yeah. Monica watches it all the time, and every time I come in there, it's just tears. Tears.
Non-stop. Non-stop. Every episode.
That's why I stopped watching.
I don't want to go watch Monica.
And then I sit next to her, and then it's just tears. Tears. Tears.
I remember after watching the first episode, me and my wife Lisa started looking at each other and we're just like, who's cutting onions in here?
I'm not crying, you're crying. Oh my gosh.
They adopted him.
Spoilers.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Cool. Let's go with Jay next.
Favorite pop culture dad. I'm going to go the opposite direction. Bob Belcher from Bob's Burgers.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on my list, man.
Yeah, man. He's also goals, I think, but again, in the other direction, because that guy just is a family guy and puts his family over everything. No matter how weird or crazy kind of ideas they got, he's always like, yeah, okay, we could do that.
And he's just always supportive of
whatever they want to do. I mean, what, you know, you got to be a special dad to dress up like a pony, learn about an entire pony genre, go to a convention just to get back your daughter's toy.
Yeah.
Like, that's some next level stuff, man. Yeah.
I'll admit, Bob's Burgers is one that I have never watched yet.
Oh, man. Missing out.
I still need to watch it too. You're not alone.
Is it like Simpsons type humor?
Or Family Guy?
I think it's not as raunchy as Family Guy, but it's a little more modern compared to some of like the Simpsons humor.
It's funny. The writing is really smart, and it's funny. The kids are hilarious. Yeah, it's a good. I highly recommend that show.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to get on it. I think it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
So much content.
Yes. I mean, everyone knows Buttloose Tina, right?
Buttloose Tina, yeah. Tina is probably the best character.
Yeah.
Because she's so boy crazy and
is that why her name? Yeah,
watch that.
Loose?
Watch that. Just watch that.
Oh no. No.
Just watch that.
Yeah, just watch it. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. How about you, Dave?
I just realized, like, as I was brainstorming, I listed a lot of cop dads. So like Carl Winslow, yes. Sheriff Hopper, Rick Grimes. I went also the route of like John Winchester from Supernatural. But then I kind of came up between like three, narrowed it down from Master Splinter and Vegeta and then this other one. So I ended up choosing the other one, which is Ishin Kurosaki from Bleach. He's Ichigo's dad. But he's kind of like a goofball, fun-loving dad. He's always like trying to like attack Ichigo to make sure that he's like, you know, at his best and stuff. Even though he doesn't know Ichigo is like a Shinigami. He has like those bad dad jokes and everything. But then when things went down and the family was in danger, he kind of busted out of nowhere with some Shinigami powers.
What?
So, yeah. So he used to be one of the 10th Division. He was the 10th Division captain of the Gotei 13. But then he sacrificed his powers to save Ichigo's mom. So that was mine.
Cool. I didn't understand any of that, but cool.
He sounds exactly like Bob Belcher.
Exactly. And what's his name? Mr. Pearson.
And Jack Pearson. Actually, Jack Pearson. There's some accuracy there.
No, mine too. There's some accuracy there too.
There is some accuracy there.
Oh, all right. How about you, F?
All right. I always go comedy dads because I think comedy is my favorite genre. It's you know, laughter is the best medicine, I think, and for dads to just try and be funny all the time and make things make everything light or make light of things. I see myself in all that. I think I joke around a lot. I think my son thinks I'm a big geek or dork because I try and make him laugh all the time. But our honorable mentions, Bob Belcher, of course, Red Foreman from That 70s Show. Red
Foreman. Idiot.
That's a good pair.
You dumbass. Hal from Malcolm in the Middle, I think.
Bryan Cranston
is amazing. And then, but my number one pop culture dad is Phil Dunphy from Modern Family. I don't know if you guys watched
that. Okay. Yes.
But that dude is awesome. he's just funny. And he sees comedy in everything. And of course, he's there for his kids and he wants his kids to do well and his wife and his family. It's just, but just his comedy and how they wrote him of being just a big goofball. It's just great, and it just he always makes me laugh.
Is this the guy that plays Al Bundy?
No,
that's Jay Pritchard.
That's Jay Pritchard, yeah. He's all right.
Cool. All right, I'll go last. Mine was actually going to be Phil Dunphy as well, but Av took it, so I'll switch it up a bit. Okay. Before I go into that, I do have some honorable mentions too. There's Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Carl Winslow, like what Dave said.
Yeah.
Alan Matthews from Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Corey Matthews from Girl Meets World.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that one yet, too.
Homer Simpson is another one. But I think my favorite, since I can't say Phil Dunphy, I'm going to cheat. I'm going to choose three for my favorite.
Wow. Oh, I know who it is.
Danny Tanner, Uncle Jesse, and Uncle Joey. Oh.
That's a good way to do that.
I see what you did there.
Because you have, you know, Danny, who is the actual father of the three girls. And then you have Uncle Joey and Uncle Jesse, who are, like, adopted fathers, even though they call him Uncle. And it's just kind of cool to see, you know, them raise the different children. And you see the relationships with Michelle and DJ and Stephanie in Full House. And seeing that, you know, not all families are, you know, picture perfect or what they're supposed to, you know, look like. But, you know, dads can come in all shapes, sizes, and forms. Yeah.
Yeah. Uncle Jesse was cool.
Good answers, guys. I like it.
Yeah, great hair.
Oh.
And that song?
Hair. Yeah.
That Forever? Jesse and the Rippers? Come on, man.
Forever?
You remember that song?
I do.
Anyways, I'm surprised no one said Darth Vader. as their favorite father. I guess he was a crappy father.
Yeah, I was gonna say he wasn't really the best father though.
But you know, speaking of Darth Vader, segueing into our theme for
smooth.
Our theme for the week.
That was smooth.
So we actually did a Heroes episode a couple weeks back. So we thought, you know, we have to tie in together and we have to do a villains episode. So today's episode is going to be on our favorite pop culture and superhero villains. So with that in mind, when we did our Heroes episode, we actually did your superhero Mount Rushmore. So we thought it's only fitting that we do our super villain Mount Rushmore. So go ahead and start us off, F. Who's your super villain Mount Rushmore?
All right. Let's see. There's so many to choose from. But, you know, we have to have Darth Vader on there. He's got to be on everybody's Mount Rushmore, right?
Yeah.
Dude's the ultimate baddie. And then I have the Joker, because he's the most iconic, I think overall the most iconic superhero villain.
I mean, I considered putting him on, and I don't even know anything about DC. So
yeah,
I think he's the super villain that's had like the most actors ever play him too.
Yeah. And third on the Mount Rushmore villains is Maleficent. Disney villain.
Disney.
I think she's. Yeah. I guess in my eyes, she's the number one Disney villain.
Angelina Jolie.
No, the animated version. I think she's more battered than Jolie.
Yeah, is she the one that when you watch Fantasmic at Disneyland that turns into a dragon?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is her.
Yeah. So yeah. If you turn into a dragon, you gotta be on there.
Right.
It's bad. It's bad. And then fourth, man, this was pretty close. I didn't know who else to put on there. So I put Negan from The Walking Dead.
Ooh,
nice.
That's a good one.
Just because he had that impact on not only the comics, but even the TV show when they played that scene when he first appeared with Lucille and the bloodbath. And I think I recently rewatched that scene. And I totally forgot that he got Abe first. And I was and then when he came to Glenn and just blasted him, it was just like, ugh. Man, I can't believe they did this on TV. And Jeffrey Dean Morgan played that role so well. And he's just so bad. I mean, yeah, so he deserves to be on that list.
Games and everything.
Yeah.
The way he'd talk too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I hated him.
Yeah, see? So
I felt bad for Abe because I feel like the only reason he died was to swerve people to thinking that Glenn wasn't going to die.
Yep.
I think he was just there for a swerve.
Yeah, because on the show, he died a couple, or I mean, on the in the comics. He died a couple of. I can't remember if it was a couple of issues before the Negan episode.
He gets shot
in the head.
Shot in the head.
Yeah. They had Denise shot in the eye instead.
Yeah. So when that episode came on, and like what Juan said, it just tried to throw us off a little bit, because when they did Abe, everybody was like, oh God, okay, Glenn, I think is safe. And then and then Daryl, I think, messed things up and tried to be a hero
badass.
Yeah, and then that's what triggered Negan again, and Negan.
I still blame Daryl too.
Yeah. So he, after all that, yeah, just the impact he had in the comic book world and the pop culture TV world.
Yeah, because even like a lot of viewers stopped watching because they're just so angry about that whole thing.
I think so.
That episode shows that how good of a villain he was.
That episode, I came back because people talked about how like hype it was going to be. I saw what happened and I stopped watching again.
But it was brutal. So yeah, he definitely belongs on that Mount Rushmore. So
yeah, that's a pretty good Mount Rushmore. So just to sum it up, we have Negan, Maleficent, Joker, and who's your first?
Darth Vader.
The ultimate. But yeah.
Cool. How about you, Dave? Let's have you go next.
So for my first spot, I had Megatron, but then I was debating which Megatron to have, and I chose
Beast Wars or Transformers.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. I mean, despite like Transformers, Megatron killing Optimus Prime and everything, I kind of went with the Predacon Megatron, just because he was so tactful to like go back into the past and try to like screw things up, and Yeah, he just caused a lot of trouble, not just for the Maximals, but then also for like the Autobots and stuff, because he did kind of like mess up their timeline.
Didn't he take the spark away from Optimus?
He did. Yep.
Yeah. And the voice actor for the Beast Wars Megatron was just a lot more like maniacal, whereas like Transformers, he was just sounded annoying.
I'll get you, Optimus Prime.
Like the Wicked Witch.
Yeah. And I do have a Star Wars bad guy on mine, but instead of Vader, I went with Admiral Thrawn from Rebels.
Okay.
Just because he was also tactful, and then like just to defeat him, they had to make a big sacrifice, and he might still be out there too. So hopefully we see more of him. And then Joker, of course.
Yeah, I feel like he's gonna be on everyone's.
Yeah, dude, he's just, I just love that how loose of a cannon he is, like not just like screwing over like the heroes, but he's also screwed over a lot of villains too.
Yeah.
And then last spot goes to Sailor Galaxia, because she almost got rid of all the sailor soldiers and stuff.
Cool.
Nice. This one's hard for me. I don't really know too much about a lot, so which says pretty much nothing. But the two obvious picks is Darth Vader, for sure. Vidar. Dude is straight evil, like what Ab was saying. I mean, even when he knew about his fam and everything, he was like, I don't care, I'm still going to be evil and try to ruin everything.
And he killed younglings.
Yo, like it was nothing, though. Yeah. Like it was nothing. And I want to throw Joker on there, like I was saying, even though I don't know much about the whole DC, anything of that. But like legitimately from the outside looking in, like dude's pop culture villain number one. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you really can't deny that. So he's on there. I'll just throw him on there because it is what it is. The last two are more of my personal picks. But Doctor Doom is going to be on there.
Ooh, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, that dude, to me, is what a villain really is. Like, he's so egotistical. He's so self-centered and arrogant. I mean, like, other villains try to work with him, and he's like, I don't want to mess with you because you didn't come to me first.
Yeah.
So get out of my face. You know I'm the best. Why'd you settle for the rest, man? You know what I mean? Like, dude was just, he's smooth in an evil kind of crazy kind of way. And then my last one is going to be a Scar from Lion King.
Oh.
Yeah. Because when I was a kid, I mean, Lion King was one of the movies I really remember. And that dude killed his own brother, man. That's ruthless. How you kill your own brother just because you're jealous?
Long live the king.
Oh, God. Yeah. Jeremy Irons did such a good job, like, voice acting for Scar.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, yeah, so good.
Yeah, just the way Scar carried himself throughout the whole movie is just, you know, when you're a kid, man, you're legitimately scared of this dude. So that's my Mount Rushmore for villains.
I'm surprised you didn't go with Jafar, since you're such a big fan.
I thought about that, but Jafar, I mean, think about it. At the end, he screwed himself up, so he ain't really that good. He's kind of stupid.
Yeah, that was a dummy mistake.
Yeah, Scar, the only reason he lost is because, you know, the whole world turned against him, so.
Cool. How about you, Jorge?
Okay, so hands down Joker, for sure. He's going to be front and center for me. He's actually one of my favorite villains. Basically, for all the reasons you guys said, he is the opposite side of the coin when it comes to Batman. And I think what makes a great hero is a great villain. Mm-hmm. And the way he's been written and portrayed, he's the best. After him, I would go Reverse Flash, because I'm a big Flash fan. I also like Reverse Flash. Also because he's yellow. Yes. Yellow's my favorite color, and I kind of wish Flash was yellow. But it's okay. I'll settle for a Reverse Flash.
Jorge's Mount Rushmore is going to be full color.
I know. It's funny, in our Zoom call, we see Jorge right now, and his background is a Reverse Flash.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Two of them. There's two of them. Not just one.
And there's a third one on a higher shelf.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, again, it's because he's yellow, man. Look at that. It just looks so cool. So I got Joker, Reverse Flash. I have a Star Wars one, but it's not the same as you guys. And I'm surprised Dave didn't say this one. But Palpatine. Yeah, I'm going to go with Palpatine. That guy is just, you want to talk
who's
about
gonna do the voice? Who's gonna do the voice? Go.
Do it. Do it.
Do it. But yeah, you want to talk about waiting out a plan? That man lasted right? That man lasted 9 movies. So
yeah. He ended up looking like shit. And look at him.
Yeah.
He I mean, did, he was looking like shit after like the second one, man.
After the second one. Determination.
he lasted. So that's 3.
Yeah, I wish we like got to see more of his like lightsaber skills, like what they showed in Clone Wars, because
more than just lightning, right? Like and actually
He also technically only lasted 7 movies because he wasn't in episode 7 or 8.
True, he was in the background lurking, but he didn't make an appearance. So yes, that's true. Who's gonna be my last one? There's so many good ones out there. It's hard to narrow it down to just 4. This is going to be a different path. I don't know if you guys take him as a villain, but he's a villain to me. Pennywise.
Oh, yeah. I'd consider him a villain.
Yeah.
You're killing kids. Like, of course you're a villain.
I'm scared of him, man.
He's not like a super villain as far as comic books go, but I mean, that guy's, he's one of my favorite villains for sure from movies.
So for me and my super villain, Mount Rushmore, just like everyone, I'm throwing Joker in there. I'm not going to say too much more because everyone has already said everything. But I am going to do just 1 DC villain and 1 Marvel villain. I was debating to add Lex Luthor on there too, but I kind of want to spread the love. So we got Joker to represent DC. And for Marvel, same as Jay, I chose Doctor Doom.
Yeah, yeah.
Doctor Doom, I would say, is one of the only villains who's actually more popular than their superhero counterparts. I would say people know Doctor Doom more than they know the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that, and he's just a badass. Like his costume design and like his backstory of like him having like a messed up face and having to wear that, you know, that mask and stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Man. And then in the later comics when he gets like those crazy powers.
I mean, to put it in perspective, there was a time where he had to do something with Doctor Strange, and everybody's asking Doctor Strange, yo, why are you messing with this dude? You know he's evil. And Doctor Strange is just, dude's good at what he does. Yeah. I don't know, man. I can't help it.
For my 3rd spot, I don't know if you remember my superhero Mount Rushmore, but I wanted to put one of the Ninja Turtles on, but I couldn't. But for my super villain Mount Rushmore, I can definitely throw Shredder in there.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. Shredder.
I was going to say, in particular, the one from the Ninja Turtles movies. Yeah. That guy, I remember I was scared when he would just come on screen. And then when he became Super Shredder, oh, man. That was just, In the first Ninja Turtles movie, when his arm popped up after he thought he died, and then it fell again, you're like, ah.
Okay, I got scared for a second.
And then for my 4th spot, I did want to add a female character, so I'm going to go with Rita Repulsa.
Ooh,
that was on my list as a potential.
Because after 10,000 years, I'm framed!
Nice.
So even when like Lord Zedd took over like her entire base, she was like evil enough to, you know, drug Lord Zedd and make him fall in love with her.
Yeah.
Straight evil. Yeah. I mean, when somebody comes to take over and you still like, nah, you ain't taking over.
She was so evil that they had to get a different Asian actress to play her.
I was going to mention that too.
There it is.
Wasn't she Filipino?
Yeah, Filipino's Asian.
Or no, I'm saying like what I'm like pridefully
like
wasn't
hype,
she
like hype.
Oh, was yeah. She?
I don't know.
I don't know. She kind of looked like she could be Filipino.
I could be wrong.
Apinay.
But
yeah,
it's one of those things where you just see someone that might potentially be your nationality, and you're like, yeah,
like Dick Grayson.
Yeah,
you can't deny the Apinay. Cool. Thanks to everyone for sharing their Mount Rushmores. So we all talked about, you know, who we think should be the Mount Rushmores of our villains. Who would you say is your favorite villain of all time, though? Anyone want to go talk a little bit about that?
For sure, Joker. Just because I feel like what makes a good villain, like I said earlier, is somebody who can stand up to a superhero counterpart as an equal, right? Like, they essentially, in the comic books, he never really gets defeated. You know, there's certain side stories and whatnot, but ultimately, he's one of the few people that can dance toe-to-toe with Batman. So that's what makes him so great. Also, as mad as he is, sometimes, the way he's written, there's parts of him and his reason for doing things that some people can almost relate to. Like, you can understand his the way he feels about the world, and of course, not enough to replicate, right? But enough to just be like, man, I kind of, okay, I get why you're doing this, kind of, but I don't agree, but I get it.
Especially and, like in the recent movie with
Heath Ledger too. And
Heath Ledger too,
both, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just that mad genius.
Who's your favorite actor to play Joker?
I really love Heath Ledger. I love what he did with that, but you got to pay respects to Jack Nicholson. I think he paved the way for Joker acting. Oh. Or, on the other hand, I really like Mark Hamill as a voice actor.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I think Mark Hamill is, you know, he is the Joker.
Yeah. He's definitely my favorite Joker.
He's my favorite Joker, too.
I think one of the things, kind of what you were saying, Jorge, about, like, lightweight agreeing with like, a villain, I think that's what makes a lot of villains, like, good villains. Yeah. I think one of the villains that come to mind, like, it's not an all-time favorite, but just one that I really liked was Wilson Fisk from the Netflix Daredevil.
Yes!
Because, like, that dude, like, you see him and the way he carries himself, and he's just kind of in his own world, and he's just kind of doing his own thing. But, like, when he's adamant about something, he's, like, really all about what he's about. And, like, the way he describes and kind of talks about the stuff that he likes and the stuff he doesn't like and he wants to get rid of, you're kind of just like, I get it, bro. Kind of crazy, but I kind of get it. Yeah. And it's just, it's relatable almost, but not quite.
Piggybacking off that, one of my favorite villains from the MCU is actually Killmonger, for the same exact reasons.
Yeah, it's another example. Like I said, a lot of those villains that you can lightweight almost agree with, those are the ones that are like,
that's okay. A really good one. That's, I think, cause the one you can, people can relate with the closest, his standpoint.
Yeah, like, just the tragedy he went through, this kid from Oakland coming up, really didn't have anything growing up, but really kind of made something of himself, even though he didn't go about it the right way by, like, killing people and stuff, but he was still, you know, made it out of there.
I mean, he had a good understanding of the oppression of his ancestors and himself.
Yes. And almost to the point where I'm like, I agree with this dude.
100%, like,
how is he a villain? But then you see him kill innocent people, you're like,
Oh, that's a villain.
Another one who's like that is actually Magneto. Is another one of my favorites, just because he kind of treads that line. I think right now he actually is an X-Men, so you think he's a good guy technically.
I do love when they tread that line.
Yeah, but like just the fact that he's trying to, you know, make a better world for mutants, but he's just a little bit more extreme. When I think of like X-Men, I think of like Professor X as sort of like the Martin Luther King, and Magneto as like the Malcolm X.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if I'd consider him a villain, but he just takes it in a different light and deals with, you know, this oppression in a different light.
I think there's like a handful of villains that, like I said, you can kind of do that with, where it's like almost like, are you really a villain?
Yeah.
But you're totally a villain.
It's definitely like a villain's motivation that kind of like makes them, that could help blur that line.
Yeah, I'd say we can all relate. There's been numerous times where we were rooting for the villain.
So speaking about like motivation and like blurring those lines and everything, like my favorite villain is Walter White, actually. It's kind of weird because you relate to him in a little bit, because like he is a man that didn't really have control of his life and he had cancer and everything. But then like once he like took charge of his own life and started cooking meth, kind of like in the wrong way though, he eventually became like Heisenberg and started his own like drug empire and everything. And like his motivation was like he would tell himself that he was doing this for family, but it was really just to stroke his own ego and everything. You find yourself rooting for him for some reason. I don't know why. But then you realize how bad he really is and stuff.
Yeah. Just quickly for my favorite villains, Darth Maul has always been one of my favorites. From the beginning, when I first saw him in Phantom Menace, it's mainly because of how he looked. I thought he looked like a freaking badass.
And his
lightsaber skills is like the super smooth.
Dual lightsaber?
Yeah, the dual lightsaber for the first time, and just not necessarily like his story or his background. It's more of like how he looked and how intimidating it was, and just how, like I said, how smooth he was, like battling everybody. So him getting, you know, sliced in half the end of the movie disappointed me. like this dude,
he didn't die though. Yeah, he didn't die though.
Yeah, but still, you didn't know that back then. You're like, dude, yeah, they let this guy go
after all that.
Yeah, after all that, this dude like could have been legit, and then they sliced him.
I did wish that he would have talked more though in episode one.
Yeah.
Especially like seeing his character in like Clone Wars.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And like how smart and like devious he is. I wish they would have given him more character in the movie.
Yeah, you kind of get to see that too in the comic books of like kind of his origin story. So I wish he did speak more in the first movie.
And then just quick, Skeletor is another one from back in the day. I like that evil laugh. Yeah, from Masters of the Universe.
His voice.
Masters of the Universe.
Yeah. His voice.
His little whiny voice.
Can you do the laugh?
I can't.
Can you do the laugh?
I can't, man. No, I can't. my
voice, similar voice.
Doesn't go that high.
You got to get kicked first. Yeah. Then maybe.
Get kicked in the nuts.
Get kicked in the nuts when you talk like Skeletor. But I didn't really even know his backstory until recently. How I didn't know He-Man was his nephew. All this time.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait, hold on. What? What?
I think that is, unless someone like lied to me. Someone's got to tell me. Yeah, like he was, like, I guess we could fact check this, or somebody's going to tell me. Like he was in line for the throne for Eternia, I think that's what their place called. And
that makes more sense.
He
for his motivations.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he is.
You brought up motivation, and he got passed over because he's a half. He's like a half breed. His brother.
Oh, you're right.
Like, he's like Scar.
He is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but
in a way, too, is kind of like Killmonger, too.
Yeah. So his brother actually, his brother, like messed his face up. Like, that's why he looks the way he looks, I think. And then he, you know, instead of getting the, or being king of Eternia, he tried to, you know, grab it by force and you know, tried to, you know, take it from He-Man or Prince Adam. Or, yeah, so that's the story.
Was this in the, was this in the Dolph Lundgren movie?
I'm going to need a Killmonger with the purple Skeletor fit with a freaking Scar lion right next to him. Fan art or something. Like, that's gnarly.
Yeah.
It's I was surprised too when I found out. I was like, no way, man. I watched and collected this dude, collected his toys and action figures for this long that I didn't know that he's his uncle.
Speaking Uncle of Skelly. Which,
Uncle Skells.
So yeah.
Real quick, did you get the 10-inch that dropped on Funko
I
Shop?
Did.
Nice.
I did. Somebody
he posted it on the was it
on,
your account?
On my Instagram, I posted that. I got it.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to is Musclehead Funko Pop who helped me out.
Nice.
That's a good segue into our next question. What's some of you guys' favorite super villain collectibles?
That's one. The 10-inch Disco Skeletor that just released.
Wait, why is it called Disco Skeletor? I never was familiar with that.
You gotta look that up. That's what it says on the box.
That is what it says on the box?
On the outer carton, it says Disco Skeletor. But
there was just like a line of some of the toys that came out at some point back in the day that they just did weird colors and labeled them Disco Skeletor.
I think it's because of the color variant of the figure. It's like gold and just
black and gold.
Black and gold and metallic. And I guess it looks like it's from the disco age or era. But yeah, it's still cool to me.
Interesting.
And then the
I actually kind of like that colorway. Like,
I do too.
Yeah, and the original purple.
And then purple's my favorite color.
Then my ultimate favorite villain collection, and I guess I mentioned him as my favorite villain is Darth Maul, the 2013 San Diego Comic Con holographic Darth Maul.
Ooh. Hold on, do you have that?
The Funko
Pop. The Funko Pop, yeah.
The glow in the dark
one.
Oh,
the that's
grail of all grails.
Yeah, we were talking about prices earlier. Man, that dude just shot up even more. I think he's up over $3,000.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gulai.
God.
Excuse me.
Come on, Funko Pops. Slow down, guys. Slow down.
Jeez. Well, at least you have it. Yeah. At least so that's. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
Anyone else have any favorite collectibles?
Oh yeah. You were mentioning them earlier. You saw two of them.
Yellow Flash.
The Reverse
Flash.
Oh, so
I'm not even calling it Reverse Flash. It's Yellow Flash.
Yellow Flash. Yeah, that's it. Yellow Flash. So there's three of them. The first one I got, actually Juan, you recommended to Rylene being my girlfriend. You recommended that as a gift to give to me.
Yeah, I did. She texted me, was like, hey, Juan, I need to get a birthday gift for Jorge. What should I get him? I was like, oh, I got you, boy.
Yeah, well done, Juan. Thank you. So that was the first one, and that was a re-release of the original two, both being Dallas Comic-Con?
Yeah,
Dallas Comic-Con. One of them was glow-in-the-dark, and one was just a standard version. The second one I got was the standard version, which is the one you see behind me. And then recently, well, not recently, maybe a year ago, I got the glow-in-the-dark Reverse Flash, which was one of my all-time grails, so I'm happy I have that.
Do you have the Reverse Flash from the Flash movie or Flash TV show?
Yes, I have that one as well. Yes.
So you got four of them.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. I do have that one too.
Oh, I have one. Masterpiece Soundwave.
Ooh,
from Hasbro.
Yeah. Whoa.
I thought you said Masterpiece.
I know, Masterpiece.
Masterpiece.
Master P has his own action figure.
Oh man!
Hey, how much you want to bet that exists? How much you want to bet that exists?
I totally forgot about Soundwave. Damn, Soundwave! Yeah, he was one of my, I have that. I have
he's my favorite because he had the little cassette tapes that all transform into his little buddies.
Yeah, the birds.
But it was actually a gift. So shout out to Tony and Gene and Parker.
Nice.
But yeah, it's one of my favorites because he's my favorite Decepticon.
Yeah.
For me, my favorite supervillain collectible is actually Thanos, the Hot Topic exclusive with him on his throne.
Ooh.
The details on is just pretty sick. Mm-hmm. It's like floating, and then like if you look closely, there's like little pieces of fire coming out to make it hover. And it's actually, I think you can still buy it on HotTopic.com.
Really?
I'm surprised that like it didn't sell out or it's not even really going for that much. But I don't really care. Just the design of it's super cool.
I'm surprised none of us picked him on our Mount Rushmores.
I had him on my Rushmore, but I dropped him for Joker.
Yeah, same here. I dropped him for me.
I thought about it.
I dropped him for Doctor Doom because I was like, I only need one Marvel. And like, before the MCU, no one knew who Thanos was. Yeah. I mean, I knew who Thanos was just because I was a big Marvel fan and like I liked Secret Wars, but
yeah,
people I felt like knew Doctor Doom more.
For some reason, when he said no one chose him, I was thinking Powerpuff Girls for some reason.
Whoa.
That's a good villain.
Mojo Jojo.
Yeah. I love the episode when Mojo Jojo has to babysit the Powderpuff Girls and he makes them sushi.
I like the Beatles episode where they copied a bunch of like Beatle like.
Oh yeah!
Beatles No, I remember that.
I like the episode when Mojo Jojo finds out how he became Mojo Jojo, and then how the Powerpuff Girls were made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because he pushed the professor
it's
into
all
the chemical
his
egg.
Fault.
Yeah,
so they started calling him Dad. Going back to the supervillains, though, I actually did have a few honorable mentions. Shang Tsung from Mortal Kombat.
Ooh.
Only because I just have like a special like nostalgic connection to that. I remember when I was little, me and my cousins would always be like, your soul is mine.
Yo. Goosebumps.
And the person who played him was Johnny Tsunami's grandpa?
Oh, yeah. Johnny Tsunami.
Hey, Bono. And another one that's actually more recent was Homelander from The Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, has anyone seen that?
Yeah, gosh, I hate
that
him.
That dude was a prick, man.
Solid villain, then. Solid villain.
And it's crazy because like they're supposed to be the superheroes, but in reality they're actually like the super villains.
Oh man, that's such a great show.
God. Yeah, yeah, now that you remind me, like, because you just gave me that feeling of just like, oh, I hate them so much. I had that with Dolores Umbridge from Harry Potter. She's just so bad to like the kids and everything. I hated her.
Yes.
I actually started rewatching Harry Potter movies on HBO Max. Just
they show like every week on like Freeform and TBS, all those shows.
That's legit the only time I've ever seen like bits of Harry Potter movies is when I'm like flipping through at a hotel and it's like, oh, what is this? Is this Harry Potter?
Every week.
I guess I'll watch this.
That's so accurate. At a hotel.
Not even at home.
No. No.
That's always playing at some hotel.
Cool. So just like what we did with our superhero episode, we're going to go ahead and do the similar thing here with a debate. But rather than it being our superhero showdown, this is going to be our super villain showdown. Down.
Choose your destiny. Fight.
Oh, great.
So just as a reminder for all you listeners out there, what we're going to do for this special segment is we're going to have the average nerds go ahead and debate why their supervillain is better than the other. I'm going to go ahead and give them their supervillains, and they're going to be able to choose by whoever wins the flip of a coin. So first off, we're going to have Av versus Dave.
Oh no, man. You are my teammate.
What the
last
heck?
Show?
What a villainous thing to do, turning us against each other.
Damn.
All right. Go ahead and call it Av, heads or tails?
Let's go tails, Juan.
You got this, Av. I believe in you.
It's heads.
Oh, I lost already. Never mind.
All right, Dave. So, who we're going to have for this one is we're going to have Magneto versus Frieza.
Oh,
Frieza.
Get it? Magnet on a freezer.
Hey, happy Father's Day.
Oh, so, gosh.
Dave, go ahead and pick who you would like to represent.
I'll pick Frieza.
Okay, that leaves Av with Magneto. And Dave, would you like to go first or second?
Of course he wants to go first.
Oh, no, I'll go second. I like going second, actually.
Oh, dang.
Reverse psychology didn't work.
All right. So are you ready, Av?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm so enthused.
And your minute starts now.
All right, Magneto.
The giant magnet.
The giant magnet. You know what? So I don't know what Frieza could do.
Concentrate on Magneto.
So Magneto will probably he could so, just put hella metal on Frieza and he'll just crush him.
Solid.
And then he could you know, get big objects like submarines and buildings and just put all and just pile it on them on Frieza, whatever. Like, I don't know what Frieza this, I don't know what that chump could do, but
yeah, that chump,
he's got that helmet that makes him look even more cooler or even cooler.
And time.
that was the best. This was
let's go, baby.
I love this segment.
Let's go, baby.
All right,
actually,
Dave.
I had more. I just didn't. Just the laughing took a. You know, I couldn't control my laughter.
All right, Dave. Your minute starts now.
All right, Frieza. I mean, like, he started it off from a very like primitive form, and then kid-like form, and then he eventually got to his golden state, which was pushed by like the Z Fighters. So he's always constantly evolving. Not only is he like a destroyer of planets and everything, but he's like one of the Dragon Ball villains that's lasted throughout the whole series almost. Or he's had a presence in the whole series, actually. What else? He's able to be resurrected pretty easily because his science team has resurrected him before. But yeah, and he's also joined the good guys at one point to save the universe, so that he could try to destroy the universe himself. I don't know. So the heroes even see him as a worthy adversary if they had him help them out at one point in the Tournament of Power.
And time. All right.
These make me so nervous.
But how can he beat Magneto, though?
What if he's covered in metal?
So the winner for this one, you might be surprised. I'm actually going to give to Av.
Wow. There you
go.
For
the simple reason that, Dave, you just listed all these cool things about Frieza,
yeah,
but you didn't say how he would actually beat Magneto.
Yeah. Oh, darn it.
That's what I was thinking the whole time, Dave. How can he beat Magneto?
Doesn't matter how cool he is if he's stuck under metal.
You're giving me Frieza's biography and everything he could do,
yeah,
but you didn't tell me how he's going to use it to beat Magneto.
Oh, shucks.
All Magneto's, he's going to pull like an asteroid from space and just crush Frieza.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks for that. Thanks, Juan.
Good debate, Ev.
It's a quality win.
Likewise, Dave.
It's a quality win.
Likewise. I still dislike this segment, but likewise.
We had to rig it because Dave was winning everything.
Yeah.
Rigged. Oh, shout out to the fun cast. Rigged.
All right. So that means the next round we have is going to be Jorge versus Jay.
Av, I'm going to do you proud, baby.
All right. Do it, Jay.
All right, Jay. Go ahead and call it. Heads or tails?
Heads.
It's heads.
Oh.
Let's go. Oh.
So your supervillains are going to be Hela from Thor, Ragnarok.
Okay.
Because she's Hela evil.
Gotcha.
Versus Rita Repulsa.
Oh,
I don't know who I want here. I'm going to take Hela.
Okay.
No,
I'm going to take Hela.
Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Oh!
Don't worry, I don't know much about Hela anyway, so you're good.
I know a lot about Rita, that's why I'm nervous.
No, that's fine.
I don't think she'll win. Okay, we'll try.
Alright, Jorge, are you ready?
I'm ready.
And your minute starts now.
Okay, Rita herself, she has super strength. Most people might not know that, but she's actually stronger than most of her monsters that she created. So when it comes to a fight, I think she'd be able to destroy Hela. Now, that's just her alone. As a backup, she has an ultimate list of monsters, unlimited list that she can create and make grow to fight Hela. So she can create an entire army. Hela has Balrog, which is that monster from Thor Ragnarok. I don't think Balrog stands a chance against the monsters that Rita Repulsa can create. And to top it off, who else she has in her back corner? The evil Green Ranger. Who's going to stop that guy? And the Dragon Zord. You got the Dragon Zord, you got the Green Ranger, you got all the monsters she can create, you got the monster enlargement, you also have Lord Zedd, which is under her command. And how they would beat him, because I don't want to get kind of technicality, they would just kill her. They would attack her and kill her and overpower her.
Your minute is up. All right, Jay, your rebuttal starts now.
All right, I'm not going to lie. I just Googled all of Hela's superpowers because I don't really know. But check it. So all the stuff that you mentioned, we're talking about 1v1s here. We're not talking about bringing the crew. We're not talking about bringing people. Hela's got superhuman strength, so she's hella strong. She got superhuman speed, so she's hella fast. She got the power of Asgardians behind her, so she's going to take all of that. And she's not even going to need that because she's going to take a little ass knife and she's just going to run around hella fast and just stab Rita Rapunzel because all Rita Rapunzel. That's what I'm saying. All Reed Rapunzel gonna do is just stand there and be like, "Where my putty patrol?" And she's gonna be like, I need my monsters and my putty patrol." But it's gonna be too late because she's already getting stabbed in the gut like 16 times. That's it. It's plain and simple. It's plain and simple.
Dang, get shanked.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
And time.
Rita has super strength too, so.
She had an Asgardian though.
The winner of this round. This one was close. But I gotta give it to Jay.
Let's go, Av. I told you, baby. I got you.
Can I just say, because of that prison yard violence.
Let's go.
took it to the yard.
Can I just say, I got Alpha 5. I got Alpha 5 last week, or however many weeks ago, and then Rita Repulsa.
Rita Repulsa, get her out.
What am I supposed to do?
Rapunzel.
Get out of here. Rita Rapunzel.
Rita Rapunzel, get around.
Oh my goodness.
You put up a good defense.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good one.
No, that was a good I knew Rita can't win. There's no way.
I mean, she just sits there and whines all the time.
She does.
Yeah. All right.
Make my monster grow.
But yeah, I'm with you, Av. Our favorite segment, baby.
Underdog special. Underdog special.
Let's go.
So for our final round, no one would have guessed this, but we have Av versus Jay.
Oh, I forgot we got to do another one.
I would have guessed it.
Anything's possible.
I thought that W was enough.
So let's have Jay call heads or tails.
Tails.
Wait, Juan, can I add something to make this interesting?
Sure.
Can each person get a 15-second tag in?
You just want more airtime.
No.
No, I think that's good.
To like make 15 seconds to make one point after they make their argument to make it stronger.
Okay. All right. Like so, yeah. Jay, it's heads. You get to choose your person and also who you want to be your tag in.
Ooh.
It's going to be like picking for baseball like back in like.
No offense taken. You could go with Dave.
Can I pick one?
Sure.
Wait, can I pick one? Final...
No. Oh,
man.
So for this round, we have the Legion of Doom versus the Decepticons.
Whoa.
Oh. Dang.
Oh.
So Jay,
okay.
You won the coin toss, Jay. Who do you want to pick?
I'm going to take the Decepticons, and I'm going to take Dave.
Oh, man.
All right. So... Again, what we're doing, 1v1, this is a championship round, so we're adding tag-ins for 15 seconds. Av, tell me why the Legion of Doom would beat the Decepticons, and your minute starts now.
I just start laughing all the time. Legion of Doom? Man! So they're going to go against a bunch of robots, right? So they're going to try and, of course, outwit them with Lex Luthor at the helm. And they got all these Captain Colds on that team. They could probably freeze a couple of them. Sinestro's on that team. He could use his power ring to float them away or use some maybe a big-ass hammer to smash a couple of them. You got Bizarro, who's as strong as Superman. And you could probably take on a few of those robots as well. Solomon Grundy, Cheetah, Brainiac, Grodd, Black Manta, Riddler, Gigantor... Who's a giant, a lady that could just grow, become a giant, probably step on a few. Scarecrow, I don't know, Scarecrow, probably scare him. Toy Man, make him laugh, you know, and tickle him or something.
And time. So, Jorge, you got 15 seconds. Go.
You also have Darkseid, which I think can overpower all of them, and you get Lex Luthor to create some sort of EMP, an electric magnetic pulse, to stop all the robots.
Is Darkseid part of the Legion of Doom?
He's not.
That's a stretch.
And time.
That gets nullified.
He's not. Lex Luthor's
Your Lex Luthor argument works, but Darkseid's not part of the Legion of Doom.
Good.
All right, Jay. Your minute starts
I believe
now.
In you.
Thanks, Dave. Av's points were all pretty decent and everything, but he's talking about them like the Decepticons are like the same size as these people. We're talking about f***ing robots, bro. They're giant robots, and there's small robots, there's little robots, there's also big ass robots. I mean, what we could do is we could just have like have Starscream fly around and do a little air show just to distract everybody while the other robots come in as actual robots with guns and cannons and stuff and just start shooting. And it's like, I mean, you might have superpowers, and he was talking about smashing people and stuff. Like, you might be smashing on one of the robots' toes, but they're robots, my guy. Megatron's huge. Come on.
Oh, man.
Dave will finish it off for me. I think we're good here. We all know the robots is just going to crush them.
All right, Dave, your 15 seconds starts now.
Megatron killed their leader, Optimus Prime, so I'm pretty sure he could take out Lex Luthor. They have combiners that could combine to destroy and stomp all over all of them. And then, also, they could probably give Brainiac a virus, and then they use Brainiac to kill the rest of the Legion of Doom.
They're robots.
This one's close. It's hard. This one's close.
The virus.
Sinestro's a pretty badass supervillain.
But I think it's gonna go to Av.
Yeah.
Fair.
I think it's gonna fair. Go to Av. Av, you are the winner of the super villain showdown.
Hell yeah!
And the main reason why I chose Av over Jay is because Av's 15 seconds didn't really matter, whereas Jay's 15
I relied on that. I needed that shit.
I was onto something with Lex Luthor, though.
Yeah, you got it. No, you're good, Ori. That was good. I
was
banking
on that 15 seconds.
That was good. Thank you. Man, I'm a winner on this show.
Yeah. See, and you didn't like this thing.
Av, you're a winner in life, man.
Oh, come on, man. I just love debates.
We take those, baby.
Speaking of debates, last week we had our 80s versus 90s debate. When we actually put it to you, the listeners, to vote and see who you thought won that. And just going over the votes on Instagram and Twitter and all our DMs and things like that, the winner, which is pretty unanimous, was Team 80s.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Yeah.
Thanks to all the listeners. Thank you, all the listeners.
Thank you.
I think I voted for the 80s on
it. I was going to say, like, I might have clicked on 80s.
Awesome. And then we do have one last announcement before we wrap things up today. We're doing something special for our 10th episode, which is going to be in 2 weeks. So this is episode 8, next week's episode 9, and then our 10th episode, we're going to do a free giveaway. So a bunch of us have put together some of our collectibles, so pops, fig pins, other things, and we're putting it together for a special prize pack for a special listener. But what we're going to do is we're not going to announce it on any of our social platforms. So we're not going to advertise this on Twitter or on Instagram or anything like that. For the sole reason being was we really want to reward the fans, the listeners,
yes,
the people who are actually listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
So how you enter this giveaway, basically just shoot us a DM either on Twitter or on Instagram and tell us what your favorite episode was or what your favorite segment was or favorite part of the Average Nerd podcast. And that will go ahead and give you an entry into our free giveaway. We will stop entries not next Monday, but the Monday after. So 2 Mondays from now. So that's the first Monday of July. That's July 6th will be our cutoff date. And then we'll announce the winner for our episode 10 of the Average Nerd podcast. So feel free to send us your DMs. Tell us what your favorite moment was with the Average Nerd. We've had fun making this podcast. We hope you've had fun listening to us. And we just want to give you a little something back. And not for just the free follows or anything like that. We want to make sure that the actual listeners get something fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, hopefully we'll give you something good.
That's what she said.
All right. So just to wrap us off. As we like to end off,
that's what she said.
All right, so to wrap us up, as we like to end every episode, we like to end it with a quote of the day. So this week's quote of the day is going to be given to us by our friend, the handsome man himself, Jorge.
So this quote is going to be brought to us by Bane from The Dark Knight Rises.
Are you gonna sing a song?
La la la.
I am.
He took one headphone, one earpiece off.
Go ahead.
Ah, you think the darkness is your ally? You were merely adopted by the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I did not see the light until I was already a man. But by then, it was nothing to me but blinding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Jorge.
You're welcome.
Jorge's voice is, you got to do a voice every episode, man.
I'll try. I got to build my repertoire.
All right. So that about wraps up our episode for the day. Again, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at AverageNerdPod. Feel free to send us a DM or anything like that if you'd like. You can also find us on anywhere where you find your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and we just got added onto Google Podcasts. If you are going to go on Apple Podcasts, we'd really appreciate it if you go ahead and give us a comment below. It definitely helps us out. But
yeah.
What? I'm sorry.
That threw me off.
Yay! I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Oh, this is fun. This is fun.
But until next time, see ya, nerds. Because you have, you know, Danny, who is the actual father, the blood father.
Blood father.
Father?
On purpose.
I thought... blood father.
I think I snorted.
Got a bowl.
Okay, let me redo that one.
As the sky slips.